Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, for healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Welcome to the show. I think I got a great topic, guys, today. Negotiating, show 324. Negotiating with your medical doctor. The art of the deal. That's on your mind. Nobody likes to go to the doctor. Let's face it. We put it off as long as we can until we must. And that's not just allopathic doctors. That's not just medical doctors, holistic doctors, any kind of doctor, because we associate that office visit usually with the potential for hearing bad news, and it wrecks our day, if not everything else. So it's not a pleasant thing. But something's going on in American culture today. What was once not a pleasant thing is now becoming a horrifying experience. And that has to do with a lot of reasons I want to get into today to make your life a lot easier. First of all, my holistic fans who tend not to want to go to doctors because of what doctors do. My first bit of advice is use the doctor to your advantage. Medical doctors are important. Medical doctors deserve respect. And we forget that all too many times because generally the people into holistic medicine, the people that listen to shows like this, are the people who aren't going to get cut and do surgery, and they're not going to do pharmaceutical drugs. Sometimes that's a bad idea. Sometimes you got to have a surgery, and sometimes you have to do pharmaceutical drugs. And that's why you want a good medical doctor in your corner. I came to Orange County 5 years ago, and I have worked relentlessly to build a team of medical doctors around me that I can depend on. And they're not just in Orange County. And I think that's important to note. And what does that mean to you? Your team of medical doctors may be an international team. Your team of medical doctors may not just be from Orange County. They might well have to be from different cities throughout the United States, different cities throughout the world. If you need a specialty surgery, and you might not even know you need a specialty surgery. I'll give you an example. I'm going to do a lot of examples today because examples tell everything. Guys getting their prostate glands cut out that want to avoid impotence or incontinence. If you have prostate cancer, generally you're told to cut the gland out. Even if you kill the gland with radioactive pellets, you're still going to become impotent. And on that basis, you want the kind of specialized prostate surgery that tends to spare sexual function and definitely your urinary continence. For many people, that's a specialty surgery. And you can go into every single organ of the entire body, and I got to tell you the truth, there's 15 ways to do the job. And the doctor, the surgeon you consult with, even the second surgeon you consult with, who might be from the same neighborhood and the same country club, isn't going to tell you about that surgery that's done across the United States that's been done for 20 years a different way with much higher success rates. So we're going to have a lot to say today during today's show about the ins and outs of negotiating relationships with doctors. Let me start with the first one. Get second opinions. Yeah, you've heard that before, of course. You don't need to listen to this show to know if you're facing a surgery, you want a second opinion. Well, what you need to know that you're not going to hear too many other places is don't get a second opinion in the same city. Because doctors cluster together in groups, they cluster together in opinions. I guarantee you, you will thank me for the rest of your life if you hear what I'm saying. If you're going to do any surgery, make sure you get opinions outside the box and outside the city you get your main opinions from. And of course, then there's the issue of, is it covered in my health care plan? Well, I don't want to get into the politics and the finances today. I do want to tell you that the difference between surgery A and surgery B can affect you monetarily. Let's just talk money for the rest of your lives in the way that would make you glad to pay an extra $15,000 or $30,000 out of pocket. To do the surgery incorrectly, or to be left incontinent, to be left impotent, to be left with any one of a number of side effects that doctors consider cost-benefit worth the cost, when you could go out of state or even out of the country, spend the extra $25,000 to $30,000 to $50,000, and be relieved of the side effect, is well worth the cost. Let me just say that before getting into everything else. And of course, you've got to break these eventually, not today's show, but down surgery to surgery to surgery. So let me start by saying, when you're up for a surgery, and it's a complicated process, and you're going to be left with side effects, I'll give you an example. A few years ago, I had a woman with esophageal cancer. She came in, she had esophageal cancer, and she asked me what to do. She took, this is a few years ago, it's a true story, it's going to blow your mind. She took advice from three different endoscopists in the Southern California area, all of whom told her ultimately, we can't shave the inner lining of your esophagus. We can't do that. And the reason we can't do that is the cancer's too deep. You're going to have to cut your esophagus out. Now, that esophagus, if you don't know, right, it connects your mouth to your stomach. That esophagus is a long drink of water. And it is something that when you have to cut it out, your life changes. It changes in a drastic way. Even if the surgery is successful, even if you get all the cancer, even if you never see cancer again, often esophagectomy, your life is going to change drastically. So here's this woman. She's got good resources financially and otherwise. She gets great opinions from the leading endoscopists of Southern California. And they all agree, cut out the organ, cut out the esophagus. We cannot shave it. The cancer's too deep. All right? You've got the scenario now. All right. She tells this to me, and I tell her, I want you to go to the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. I want you to go to the Mayo Clinic because I know someone there that knows someone there. And I know that they approach this differently. Now, it didn't sink into this woman because, of course, she's going to be surrounded by family. It's a high-tense, high-stress situation. For as much as you want to make the right move, you want to get it over with. You want to put it behind you. And over time, when you have entire institutions in white coats telling you to do this a certain way, it starts to wear down your resistance. But, God bless her, intelligence prevailed. So she goes to the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. She meets some doctor that tells her, listen, for the last 15 or 20 years, we've been doing another type of surgery that prevents an esophagectomy, meaning that you don't need to cut the organ out. It's simply another type of scraping surgery, only this doctor informs this woman that you can scrape much deeper. And since in her case, the doctor says, the cancer's not that deep, nothing that this alternate surgery couldn't handle, the doctor tells her that if she does this scrape surgery, saves her esophagus, she has an only 1% chance of ever seeing cancer again. This is what the doctor tells her. Now, you can imagine the look in this woman's face when she's told by one of the leading doctors in the Mayo Clinic, a highly trusted reservoir of medical knowledge, that after all, there's another surgery that you can do to save your esophagus, and that it's been done for over a decade, and that once done, you only have a 1% chance of recurrence. after this woman had been told by leading endoscopists with great educations, great credentials, all the awards, considering themselves the best in their field, and she's emphatically, with unanimity, told, you got to cut out your esophagus. Anybody want to bet me I can give you a dozen examples like this? I could do two shows on examples like this. So let's open the show with an agreement. If you need a surgery that's going to have debilitating side effects, and your doctor in Southern California considers that surgery, well, this is what we got to do, and it makes sense because it's life-saving. You get on the internet. You do your Google searches. And when you find a doctor that'll usually have YouTubes that basically says, I do it differently and you don't lose your sex life. You don't lose your esophagus. You don't such and such. You get on the phone with that doctor, and if you have to go out of state, you find the money to do so. If it's out of your plan, my advice to you is find the money to do so. So there's agreement one between me and you, that you'll keep an open mind about the options. Now, what works against this in your mind is you think, and this is where you make the mistake, and this is why I do the show. You think that medical approaches are homogenized. Well, the truth is they are homogenized. Meaning you've got a lot of unanimity within the AMA. Doctors, medical doctors do a fantastic job of basically all agreeing that this is the standard of care that we're going to use. But, capital B, capital U, capital T, but there are serious differences on the inside. You have to get on the inside. Do you know this woman said to her Southern California doctors? She said, I've heard about this other type of surgery that would spare my esophagus and yet get all the cancer. And she was basically told in so many words, I don't know anything about that. That's mumbo jumbo. There's a lot of infighting. There's a lot of time. So let's not get critical. There's a lot of time between some group of doctors at some section of some part of America consistently do a surgery that they may have imported from outside the United States, brought it into their group, got permission to perform that way, are still sanctioned and within the standard of care. There's a gap time between that and the time it goes broadstream. You have to respect that gap time. You have to be ahead of the curve. I had another individual, a 65-year-old man, a number of years ago, that was up for a valve replacement. He had to have his aortic valve replaced. And he had some great doctors from hospitals in Southern California who were outstanding. They had all the accolades, all the credentials, all the awards, the whole thing. In fact, this was a gentleman that only saw the best. When he talked about his medical team, he'd always make sure you knew that you were talking to a guy that only gets the best. So I'm listening to this guy, and he's up for an aortic valve replacement. The day before the aortic valve replacement, that was the Robin Williams. Remember Robin Williams, the comedian? He had the aortic valve replaced, and then a number of years later, he got very depressed, and then he ultimately committed suicide. Well, if you go into the literature, lots of people that get these valves replaced end up getting very depressed, and it has to do with the machinery they use and little emboluses that go to the brain during the surgery. And I don't want to get into that today, but I just want to give you an example once again of a guy whose cardiac team is about to perform a standard aortic valve replacement. And the day before the surgery, get this, the day before the surgery, his cardiologist calls him and says, by the way, we'll be putting in a pacemaker. Now, here's a guy going in thinking he's just going to have a valve replaced. And is inadvertently toned, like casually, the day before the surgery, you think this is at some little bimbo hospital in the woods? No, this is a major, major icon of medical knowledge within the city of Los Angeles. And he's informed casually that, by the way, we're going to put a pacemaker in also. Do you understand the ramifications of a pacemaker? As a life-saving procedure, great. Well, this gentleman canceled his surgery. He said, I'm canceling the surgery.